About some people with not enough to do.
So this is from England?
Yeah.
The Telegraph.
They do love their dogs over there.
Well, who doesn't? We all do. Domestic dogs, cats, hamsters, even hamsters, should be rebranded as companion animals.
Don't even call the wild ones wildlife.
Companion animals.
Living free
animals. Living free animals.
Something like that. I can't remember.
The Telegraph. Well, I like it, but I mean, all right. Very interesting. Here's something from Missouri I thought you might like. You know, we're always talking about the illegal alien thing. I mean, that's going to be coming up next year after they get all the budget things down and then they get the, you know, this is going to come up again, illegal alien stuff. And what they're saying is that we should take a course from Missouri's, their approach of illegal immigration. Here it is. More advanced, sophisticated, strict, effective than anything, including Arizona.
And what are they doing?
Okay, here you go. How about the loonies in San Francisco? Do they appreciate what they're doing in Missouri? The Attorney General is going to take action to require Missouri to start accepting illegal aliens once again. So why doesn't Missouri receive attention? Because there's no Mexican illegals in Missouri to demonstrate. Did you know that?
No. Why wouldn't there be?
Because it's a show-me state. That's right. Needs more publicity, exposure regarding what they've done. Let's pass it around. In 2007, Missouri placed on the ballot a proposed constitutional amendment designating English as the official language of Missouri. That in November, then in November of 2008, nearly 90% voted in favor. 90% voted in favor. English became the official language for all governmental activity in Missouri. No individual has the right to demand government services in a language other than English. Mm-hmm. In 2008, a measure was passed that requires the Missouri Highway Patrol and other law enforcement officials to verify the immigration status of any person arrested and inform federal authorities
this
if the person is found.
This sounds an awful lot like Arizona, doesn't it?
No, wait.
And you're right. Why haven't we heard about this?
Mm-hmm. If you're found to be in Missouri illegally, Missouri law enforcement officers receive specific training with respect to enforcement of federal immigration laws. Illegal immigrants do not have access to taxpayers' benefits. No food stamps, no health care through Missouri Health Net. In 2009, a measure was passed that ensures Missouri's public institutions of higher education do not award financial aid to individuals who are illegally in the United States.
You're right. Why are we not hearing about this?
In Missouri, all post-secondary institutions of higher education annually certify to the Missouri Department of Higher Education that they have, the key word, not knowingly awarded financial aid to students who are unlawfully present in the United States. So while Arizona has made national news for all the new laws, it's important to remember Missouri has been there far more and proactive in addressing this problem. Missouri has made it clear that illegal immigrants are not welcome in the state, and they will not receive public benefits at the expense of Missouri taxpayers.
I agree with that. What do you think?
Ooh, I don't know.
What do you know? Talk to me.
Well, you know, it's more like what I feel.
What do you feel?
Well, you know, I don't like to condemn them for it. They're over here. They're trying to make a better living. You know, we are kind of the ones, as I see it, in the United States, who sort of pushed the borders back that way to Mexico. Texas, Arizona, all those states down there were all Latin American people, Mexican Americans. They're not Mexican Americans. They're Mexicans living in one country. And now we've pushed them. I don't know. Don't ask me because I don't know. But when it comes to the money and the funds, because that's what we're talking about here, hey, by God, I want that job, and I do not want to roll up on another Burger King that does not understand what I'm saying and that I don't understand. Hola, mi amiga, ¿qué tú quieres? What?
Hey, we got another email.
Okay, good. Don't read it out loud unless you like it. Okay, now I got another question for you. How do you feel about the Second Amendment, JP?
I think it should be exactly the way it's written in the Constitution. If you want to own a gun, you can own a gun.
Okay. I just happen to have
it. And
if
you want to own a tank, heck, I don't care.
Okay, let me see. I have it right here. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay, look at this. You want to hear about this new the Fix Gun Checks Act?
What do you think about the Second Amendment?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I can be torn. I don't like the crazy. I'm scared of people
with
guns because
the government we were talking about. The first thing they want to do when they want to take over is take away the guns.
Well, they have to.
They have to.
Well, look at how peaceful though Egypt was because they didn't have guns. So I'm not sure. You know, I can defect on that one, but I'm scared of the people who have the guns. I'm scared of hatred for someone who has that and thinks he has a right to have it, and then something happens. I love it for people of intelligence and know how to handle them and keep them clean and are protecting themselves and their family, and I love it.
Well, the nuts and the criminals are always going to be able to get a gun sooner or later.
Well, yeah, no matter what you do, right?
So you'd like to think there's somebody else in the mall walking around with a gun at the same time.
See what I mean? I'm torn. Okay, listen to this. The Fixed Gun Checks Act of 2011 would greatly expand the definition of those legally prohibited from owning firearms to include anyone who has ever been arrested. Now, how many does this leave? Maybe 12,000
people? What does that
even
mean? Do they mean felony? Do they mean jaywalking?
Good question. Even if never convicted or found guilty.
Well, that's just bizarre.
For drug possession. If you have been arrested, never convicted or found guilty for drug possession within a five-year period, the legislation is looking for a law that will certainly stop you getting a gun. It would seem that fears that any new national gun control legislation would be used to limit gun rights of law-abiding citizens is at least partially justified. It's a debate going on. It's sponsored by New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer. See, so many things about the Democrats is why I know I'm not a Democrat anymore. It was introduced earlier this month even. I mean, this is already in progress. The expanded background check bill includes a clarification of the definition of drug abuser and drug addicts who are prohibited from possessing firearms. Under Schumer's bill, the definition of a drug abuser would include anyone with an arrest for the use of possession or a controlled substance within the past 5 years. Now, current federal law already specifies that two kinds of drug users can be barred from owning a gun. Those who have been convicted of possessing or using a controlled substance in the past year. Anyone who has had multiple drug arrests in the past 5 years, including one within a year of applying for a firearm. That, according to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Wow. It's kind of irrational. Why, you know, anybody can be arrested by mistake. They're saying that no conviction is necessary.
What an interference, they're saying. The federal government can make about a current drug user. Very complicated.
And then go back to what you just read from the Constitution. Didn't it just say Congress shall make no law?
All right. But it's amending.
So why don't we just send Chuck Schumer a copy of the Constitution?
Well, sure, he has it in his pocket.
From Jay Davis at Broadview. Here's the Second Amendment, Mr. Schumer.
A little more of 1,600,000 people were arrested in 2010 on drug violations. According to the statistic, that's in the U.S., from the Federal Bureau of Investigations. About half of those people that were arrested on marijuana charges with simple drug possession. Rather than sale or manufacturing, accounting for 9/10 of those callers, according to Reason Magazine, anyway. Yeah. As those that set the figures that could very well rally two groups of people that might consider odd bedfellows, pot smokers and firearm enthusiasts.
When are we going to admit
the
drug war is
working? It's probably not going to pick up a gun.
Why are we stopping people from using marijuana?
Do you really want to get into that?
No, I guess
we don't have time today to get into that. What do you think about this?
We're building refineries in Colombia, and we're stopping people from smoking marijuana while we go bankrupt.
And we're arresting them and saying, because you've been arrested, even if you didn't have any on you, you can't buy a gun anymore. Yeah, I want you to remember this. The Fixed Gun Checks Act. And this is Schumer, Chuck Schumer.
I'm trying to think of a story that hit this week where the judge was arrested. They hit the wrong house, and they... They had not just a small judge, but a federal district judge was put under gunpoint and arrested. They had the wrong house.
Oh, you have.
So does that mean she can't own a gun now?
That's right.
Well, I mean, she would if this law was passed?
Yeah.
Even though it was a mistake, they had the wrong house and they had the judge under arrest.
Wow, that's a good question now. We need to call Chuck Schumer right now. Let's call Chuck Schumer. Let's find out what he thinks of Hey, good call.
Hit him.
Wow, what's going to happen? Are we all going to be
That'd
in concentration
be
camps?
Chuck Schumer on the phone.
That would be good. If I had his number, I'd be calling him right now. I think it's about, holy cow, look at this. Oh, we're going to find out about this penthouse place now in Nevada. Look at that. Holy cow. Pictures of, turn around here, JP. Girls from the penthouse. We might have them coming in today, so you better control yourself. We're going to get to more on Broadview. You're with Fox News, KBZZ, Sparks Reno, and Americom Broadcasting Station. Stick around. The news is next.
Fox News Radio, 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio, 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of
Welcome
the issues
back
and
to
hot buttons of Northern
Nevada.
Fox News phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Welcome back to Broadview. Thank you for tuning in. The lines are open at 823-1920 if you want to email either myself or JP Travis here from jpattitude.com. Just do it at broadview1@live.com. And we've gotten a couple emails. We answered answering questions. Did you have another question there?
I forgot. During the break, I was going to tell you the next email. It's nothing.
Oh, forget about it? It was just saying
just
how wonderful, how
listening.
Fun it was. Thank goodness. The other way
during
around.
That political box.
All right, so here, how about the Charles Darwin Awards?
You want me to tell you what the email says? They're on a ranch.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 127.
What's happening here? I'm looking at my guy. I'm hearing all this. Okay, he waves at me. Shut up. Just